Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 1:34 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is March 20th. Today, of course, being Thursday, the day before Good Friday, it's the last day of the week, so it's the big picture long-term audio for the various different asset classes. Before I say another word, I'd like to apologize for recording the audio so early, really just at the US Open. The reason for this is because my wife is going to have her blood test done prior to having her cesarean early tomorrow morning, and I'll be spending the evening in Cork, so I won't be able to record later. But of course, this being Friday, we won't be concentrating on what's happening in the markets in here today, but really looking back over the week and applying what's happened to the week to our long-term themes and seeing where we come out. And this has been a momentous week, particularly in the commodities markets. As we speak, silver is down 138, gold down 28, and platinum down 72. But all of these metals have fallen from their highs. Particularly gold and silver had hit new highs this week. Platinum, which led on the way up, is also leading on the way down, and it's approximately $400 off its highs in here right now. The industrial metals are also being hit in here. The high flyers within the sector, copper and aluminium, have been hit rather hard. Tin has held up surprisingly well, particularly in view of the commonality across the sector. But of course, there are three of the industrial metals have been quite depressed all along, so it's unlikely that they're going to be hit particularly hard by the selling pressure that we're seeing right now. And just a couple of other highlights for the week. Well, the dollar had become really quite overextended on the downside, and it's currently enjoying at least a short covering rally or a technical rally. At the moment, I don't think that there is any justification to expect the dollar to have put in its low in capital letters. And looking back over the way the dollar has bottomed out in previous uptrends and downtrends, it's been a really rather lengthy affair. Of course, the dollar is a massive currency, and it's probably going to turn like an oil tanker very slowly. So there's going to be plenty of ranging and plenty of opportunities in the currency markets over the coming months. Right now, the dollar is enjoying a short covering rally. It is at 1.54 against the euro, so almost down 2 cents. Against the euro, the pound is below $2 once more. The Aussie dollar is down to 90 cents. The Canadian dollar is at $1.02, up a full cent today. So this is a quite an impressive rally by the U.S. dollar in here today. And there's probably a bit further for it to run. Of course, this week was also the week that we saw a 75 basis point cut by the Fed, which is about what the market was expecting. We had a very good rally, probably statistically one of the best rallies we've seen in a number of years on the S&P and the Dow Jones, but yesterday it gave up some of that. Interestingly, while a number of markets have moved below their January lows, particularly some of those markets in Europe, Wall Street has not done so, not yet at least. And as long as it doesn't, we can continue to give the benefit of the doubt to the January lows being important and the Wall Street indices being very much in a base building process. So that is more or less where we are right now. Of course, looking at the bond markets, bonds rallied rather significantly, and you've got the 30-year up to 120.13, so very close to those January 22nd lows at present. JGBs have made new highs this week and have held them really rather well. The agricultural commodities have been limit down in a number of cases on consecutive days. Soybeans down limit down again this morning at 12.07. It was limit down as well yesterday. And we're seeing a flight out of these agricultural commodities. So, where does this leave us in the big picture outlook? Well, as veteran subscribers will know, of course, there are a lot of new subscribers out there, but veteran subscribers will be very much aware that We've been bullish of the commodity sector for at least 6 years now. And we're now starting to see a recognition among investors that commodities are in a bull market which isn't about to end anytime soon. And the last few months in particular have seen a huge amount of money flowing into particularly the grain markets, but indeed pretty much all of the soft markets and into the precious metal markets as well as oil. This has had a marked effect on the commodity indices and on a number of individual contracts, and we've seen accelerations right across the board. That's probably not true of the gold price, but over the last 6 months, gold has moved from about $700 to in excess of $1,000, which is a massive percentage gain, which has been very orderly. And that uptrend has been broken in the last few days. The agricultural commodities have been falling pretty much since the 7th of March, so they're 2 weeks into a decline, and some of them have declined really quite a lot. But this remains a secular bull market. Commodities are historically very volatile, and particularly for some of the smaller commodities, particularly the grains and the soft commodities, those markets are not nearly as large and liquid as, for example, oil or gold, and nowhere near as large as the equity markets and bond markets. So a comparatively small amount of money can move those markets significantly on the upside, and it also creates quite a lot of volatility when that money is pulled out once more. I suppose looking at it from the point of view of some of the hedge funds that have performed really very well in the commodity sector this year, well, they're looking at pretty hefty gains for the year. And given the fact that so many of those trends had accelerated, they've got to be thinking that it would be a good time to be booking profits right now. And we're definitely seeing something of that in here at the moment. As regards sentiment, well, sentiment towards the soft commodity sector and indeed precious metals had been getting increasingly bullish over the last couple of months. But that also led to a number of those trends accelerating, and we know from the chart seminar and from common sense that acceleration is an ending of undetermined duration. So the more something accelerates, the greater the likelihood is that we're going to have a violent reaction against the prevailing trend. And we're certainly seeing that in a number of commodities right now. 2 days ago, I posted a lot of different charts of individual commodities, and they're all showing a very similar pattern. And that's from the oil complex to precious metals to grains and soft commodities. And that tells us that there is money flowing out of the sector right now. But this remains a secular bull market. The whole fundamental reason for so many commodities to be not just have moved up in the last 3 or 4 months, but over the last 5 and 6 and 7 years, is because of massive infrastructure development in Asia and standard of living increases right across the Asian region. This isn't something that's about to be reversed, and it's something that the governments in China and India and a number of other developing economies are planning to expand upon for not just 1 or 2 years, but over the next decades. They have massive young populations which need to be housed and employed, and these young people are looking to the West and aspire to the standard of living that we take for granted over here, and are willing to work and to do whatever it takes to get for themselves that type of that standard of living. So this is a secular theme. What we're seeing at the moment is a violent reaction, but it's going to give us a fantastic buying opportunity when the dust settles. At the moment, sentiment is a very important element in our analysis, because in the commodity markets we're seeing sentiment having been very bullish and having pushed a number of commodities to historic highs. When that sentiment reverses and we start to see commodities starting to find support once more, that will be a very good indication that we're coming into a buying range for for many of these commodities, particularly in the precious metal markets. And I know a number of Fuller Money investors or Fuller Money subscribers are heavily involved in the precious metal sector. Personally, I think it would be a mistake to rush in too quickly. I've made that mistake myself the last time these accelerated, and I was punished for it. And I think that there will be a temptation once we've seen a short covering rally in the gold price or in the platinum price to assume that this correction is over. But given the size of the downward dynamic and the size of the acceleration or advance over the last 3 or 4 months, I personally think it is very likely that this is the beginning of a medium-term correction, in which case we will have ample opportunity to re-enter these markets at significantly better levels. So that is certainly something. I'm sorry, my mobile phone is ringing. I'm turning that off now. That's a faux pas on my part. So that is certainly something to be aware of, that once, because these metals are falling so aggressively, with silver down in excess of $1 2 days in a row and almost $4 off its highs, we're probably going to get a short covering rally in the next week. It's unlikely to get back up towards the highs, but it could succeed in sucking in a number of investors who would then probably only succeed in losing money that they have made over the last 3 or 4 months. This is probably a time to be sitting on one's hands. Of course, I'm going to be on paternity leave for the next couple of weeks following David's return, and I'm trying to tell myself not to be in the market, so that's obviously impinging on my commentary. But that is just something to be aware of. Looking at the equity markets, well, Wall Street has been remarkably volatile, and we saw the VIX index getting back above that 35 reading very briefly and closing way down on the day earlier this week. So we've had another one of these peaks on the VIX index where volatility has got extremely high, and we've had a test of those January lows again. But Wall Street has not yet broken those January lows. That's the same cannot be said for a number of other indices, and there has certainly been massive deleveraging over this week and over the last number of weeks. There has also been a remarkable amount of commentary on, well, from really quite well-reputed people talking that the Fed has lost control of the situation. Personally, I'm very wary of that opinion, because the further markets fall and the greater the threat to growth, or the greater the threat of recession, the greater impetus that there will be at a federal government level in the US to tackle this situation. And lowering interest rates is really only one weapon in their arsenal. They could potentially nationalize the subprime problem entirely, which would alleviate the problem immediately, but of course that would also have really quite profound effects for property rights in the USA. But of course, they have also expanded the amount of loans that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac can buy, and they can continue to lower interest rates. While the dollar is certainly strengthening over the last couple of days, the weak dollar is certainly in favor of the US economy, and I don't think that they're going to be in any hurry to attempt to support the dollar as long as it doesn't continue to accelerate on the downside. And certainly this week it has stopped accelerating on the downside. The chances are that we're going to see multilateral intervention in favor of the dollar at some point, but we're probably not there just yet. As regards emerging markets, well, we are starting to see economic decoupling, because the US domestic economy at least is certainly in recession. a number of those multinational companies are doing very well, and the global economy will certainly slow as a result. But it is extremely unlikely that we're going to see recessions in India or in China or in a host of other emerging economies. Their stock markets are being governed by fear at the moment, and we've seen significant sell-offs in, for example, the Indian market. But that is also a market that is prone to these types of sell-offs and has had one almost every year for the last 4 or 5 years. So, not to be unexpected on an annual basis. And when we do start to see support coming back into these markets, it's likely that these emerging markets that were hit the most but continue to have the best fundamental stories will be the ones that will move upwards and hit new highs first. The best performing markets over the last 3 months have been commodity related. As commodities start to come off, that could well change. And we could start to see markets such as Brazil or Canada or South Africa coming back a bit further because they have got right up towards their highs, particularly South Africa and Brazil. And I think Brazil was down 5% yesterday, and it's down another 1% odd in here today. But what we are certainly seeing is a bit of a change because we're seeing deleveraging in the commodity sector, and we're seeing so many of the indicators for equity markets giving us oversold readings or coming back to levels where they have historically found support. That's true today of the breadth indicator that I posted in comment of the day or in the investors intelligence sentiment indicator. And this is not strictly a timing tool because a number of these indicators can continue to become oversold, but it certainly tells us that investor sentiment is as bearish as it has been in previous crises. And in previous crises, we've also heard people talking about the end of the financial world, this being the worst crisis since 1929 or 1987. And this crisis will end just as the others did, and it will also create very good buying opportunities. However, given the fact that so many of these commodities and stock markets are now falling aggressively, it will probably take some time for them to have enough of support behind them to generate meaningful uptrends. And this suggests that we're entering a base building phase, and a baby steps tactic is probably the one that will reward us best, because the temptation is once we see something rallying above a nominal level, which is not particularly far from where it would have found support, there is a temptation to just jump in, which is probably the wrong thing to do because in a base building phase, you generally tend to get a lot of volatility. And it's probably best bought following reactions, but the reactions are difficult to time, so it's best to nibble on the way down and leave part of the position out on the way up, gradually building a position but harvesting the volatility so that in commodities, you're harvesting from the contango, but in equities, you're making money despite the fact that the stock or the index isn't going very far, and it allows you to hold a core position in anticipation of when support has been built enough to actually generate an important uptrend. And this is probably something that we're going to see over the coming months. If you want to read the Baby Steps article, the best way to find it is just to go to the search, type in Baby Steps, and search the forum. There are tick boxes in the search engine, and you can just tick the forum, and it will just search articles in the forum, and that will return it really quite quickly. Now, looking at the the bond markets, because with interest rates getting increasingly low in the USA, they haven't moved yet in the Eurozone, but I think that that is probably only a matter of time. And certainly the same in the UK. But with the amount of liquidity that is being pumped into the market, and it's not just interest rates being lowered, but the discount window being opened to an increasing number of companies are opening it to the brokerages and giving out money at very cheap rates and expanding the monetary base aggressively will help to solve our current problem, but it will also help to stoke inflation down the road. I suppose one of the things that people have been very wary of is the fact that you have had the commodity sector rallying so spectacularly over the last 3 or 4 months that inflationary fears have really been on the upside. But with slower economic growth and the prospect of a medium-term correction in commodity prices, inflation is not going to be a problem for the next 6 or 7 months. But further down the road, next year and the year after, the amount of money that is being put into the system today and over the last 3 or 4 weeks will start to have an inflationary impact, and we will start to see interest rates moving upwards once more once this crisis has passed. And the chances are that when we get back into a cycle where interest rates are rising, the chances are that they're going to rise higher than the last peak. So we're going to see them well in excess of 5% and probably up to 6% in the US. And the current process, where we've had so much liquidity pumped into the system and yields falling to extremely low levels and TIPS yields getting into negative territory, that has helped to probably expand or lengthen the credit cycle. So yields, when we look at that long-term yield chart, are probably going to base along for significantly longer than we had originally anticipated. That also will help to prolong the bull markets in the stock market after this current crisis has ended. Of course, it could take, in terms of medium-term corrections, it could take months before we see stock markets starting to rally significantly once more. And we've often defined a medium-term correction as anything from a few months to a couple of years. Personally, I don't anticipate it being a couple of years before stock markets can sustain an important rally, but that is certainly potential in the precious metal markets or in some of the commodity markets. Looking at platinum, we've seen that it's accelerated 3 times now in the last 6 or 7 years, and every time it's accelerated, it's pulled back violently, and then it has moved into a tight consolidation before pushing upwards once more. And those consolidations have got gradually shorter, but they're still well in excess of a year. And we can probably anticipate something like that once more, once these commodities start to find support. With the bond markets, bond prices have rallied up significantly. And in one of my pieces, I think it was 2 weeks ago as opposed to this week's, I referred to model myopia. And the reason for that is because the credit default swap markets are insurance markets, basically. And when people are panicky, they take out a lot more insurance than they need. And people have been making rather a lot of money on trading on the price of this insurance getting more expensive. But they have also been applying the price of the insurance to the credit worthiness of individual corporations. And I think that is probably a bridge too far. When credits are illiquid, it definitely is a temptation to just use the models to give you a price or a likelihood of a company defaulting. But when you see AAA rated companies like General Electric or ExxonMobil trading at such wide spreads, it really does tell you that there is something seriously awry with the system. And it is also contributing to the problem of trust in the banking system, because if banks are constantly looking at their models and they're becoming myopic by looking at those models, they're not looking at the creditworthiness of their counterparties in a logical way. And until they start to reappraise how creditworthy individual issuers are, then we're going to continue to have this problem. And it may take a fundamental shift in how banks actually look at risk modeling, because the risk models that they've been employing over the last number of years simply don't work anymore. And it is going to take a really large rethink of the situation. But I think that's probably enough on the credit markets. I think probably the most important thing that's happening at the moment is this decline in commodity prices. That's going to have an impact on the commodity producers and on share prices. But I continue to believe that this is going to create a good buying opportunity, but it may be a while before we see these commodities and probably the associated stocks rallying very significantly above their bases. And with that, I will leave you for the afternoon, and I will pick up again on Tuesday. Have a very good Easter.